here's a story from The World.
A big win for indigenous communities in Brazil. For years, unlawful miners have invaded Yanomami lands in northern Brazil, sometimes violently attacking indigenous people. Yesterday, a Brazilian Supreme Court judge ordered Brazil's government to remove the miners. Michael Fox has our story.
Earlier this month, this video of illegal miners shooting at unarmed residents of a Yanomami village in northern Brazil went viral over Twitter. A group of indigenous women in brightly colored shirts line a hillside. Suddenly, shots are fired from a speedboat rushing by on the river below. The women run, carrying babies and pulling along small children. They race off camera toward the trees. According to reports, three people were injured. Two children would die, drowned during the confusion. Out of fear, many slept in the forest, catching pneumonia. Attacks like this have rippled on for days. It's part of a years-long trend. According to a recent report, mining on Yanomami territory grew by 30% in 2020, with nearly 6,000 acres of land deforested. Images of mining areas there show a wasteland of cleared forest and contaminated pits. Many blame the government of far-right President Jair Bolsonaro for encouraging illegal mining in the Amazon. When federal police investigated this month's attack on the Yanomami village, they also came under fire and responded with their own shots.
Estamos muito tristes, tá? Estamos revoltados também pelos bandidos.
We are very sad. We are angry, says village leader Tomoteo Palimiteri in this video shared by the media outlet Amazonia Real. He holds a spear and stands in front of a group of village warriors at the banks of the river. The miners are attacking us day and night, he says. We just want to live in peace. Roughly 29,000 Yanomami and Yekwana people live in Yanomami land in northern Brazil, near the border with Venezuela. It's the largest indigenous territory in the country, but it's under attack. Dario Kopenawa is the vice president of the Utucara Association, which represents more than 370 Yanomami and Yekwana communities there. He says, in our territory, there are more than 20,000 miners today. This is a threat to the life of the forest, a threat to the lives of people who live in their villages, children, women, and elderly. Mining kills. It murders people. It destroys the life of Mother Earth. When I spoke with Kopenawa last year, he had just met with Brazilian Vice President Hamilton Mourão to demand that the miners be removed from their territory. The Yanomami had launched a petition and an international campaign. The Supreme Court had even ordered the government to create a plan of action. 10 months later, nothing has been done. Fiona Watson is the research director of Survival International, a UK-based NGO that works with indigenous communities in Brazil.
The worrying thing that goes along with this wildcat mining, you know, apart from all the social and environmental impacts on indigenous peoples, like the way they bring in diseases like COVID-19 or malaria, is also the contamination that comes with it. So there are very high levels of mercury pollution. And this is like a silent killer disease because it's not obvious.
Last week, the Yanomami, together with Brazil's largest indigenous organization, APIBE, formally requested that the Supreme Court force the Brazilian government to finally remove illegal miners from 7 indigenous territories, including the Yanomami. Samara Patachó is an indigenous legal advisor to the group, who spoke at a press conference held online last week.
E aí o governo ainda não apresentou essas medidas concretas, e por isso que a gente volta a bater nessa tecla de que
she
é
said,
necessário.
The government has still not delivered concrete measures. And that is why we are again demanding that it is necessary to use all of the state apparatus, the Environmental Protection Agency, police, and everyone, to remove the miners. Community leaders say the situation is dire.
Já chega de genocídio, já chega de matança, e quem protege o meio ambiente são os povos indígenas.
Enough of the genocide, enough of the massacre, said Alessandra Munduruku during the press conference. She's a leader of the Munduruku people, whose land near the Tapajós River has also been devastated by illegal mining in recent years. Enough of destroying our rivers and killing our forests, she said. You need to leave. the Supreme Court needs to do something urgently. On Monday, it did. Brazil's Supreme Court responded to the request from native groups and ordered the federal government to adopt immediate measures to protect indigenous lives and remove illegal miners from Yanomami and Munduruku territories within 90 days. This is no small task, and it's still unclear how the government will respond, as President Jair Bolsonaro has been working to open up protected land. Here's Fiona Watson from Survival International.
Bolsonaro and the government see indigenous territories as up for grabs, and the agribusiness sector, the mining sector, the logging sector, all these big economic powerhouses, if you like, in Brazil are eyeing up indigenous lands.
Native peoples say they will fight to defend their land and their way of life. For The World, I'm Michael Fox in Florianópolis, Brazil.
From PRX.